Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
That's the number to call and get on the air and tell us what is on your mind. What's important to you? What do you want to talk about on a national radio show? This is Open Phones Radio. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. We've been talking about this polling that came out of Monmouth University that only 4 in 10 Republicans believed that Donald Trump actually said that he mentioned Joe Biden in a conversation with the Ukrainian president. Now, Trump has actually admitted to this. It was in what the White House released, yet 4 in 10 Republicans, only 4 in 10 believe that that actually happened. It's really, it was a story of cynicism. It was a story of, I think, partisanship. And
it was the best of stories. It was the worst of stories.
I know. I was trying to go there, but I just couldn't. we're going to change gears, and we're going to go to nobody's home state. You are? Are you originally from Michigan?
I am originally a Michigander. I'm only a New Hampshireite by temperament and immigration. And I'm undocumented, too, mostly.
This news comes to us from Macomb County in the great state of Michigan, where the police are keeping you safe should you go back or if you still live in there. Police in Macomb County out looking for shops violating the flavored vape ban. Oh, my gosh. So Michigan was one of the few states that has already enacted a ban on all flavored vapes.
Wow.
And I don't know if they've outlawed other things. This story gets into it. Macomb County authorities are on the lookout for retailers who are selling flavored vaping products now that a ban is in full effect in Michigan. Shop owners have had a 2-week grace period in which to educate themselves and comply with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's emergency rules, which cover products with sweet and fruity flavors, including mint and menthol. Now police in Macomb County say they're making the rounds with walk-ins, cadet stings, and other methods to make sure shops are complying with the law and not advertising or displaying flavored vapes.
Now, it says not advertising or displaying. It doesn't say not selling. That's interesting.
Is
that what the law forbids, is advertising and display?
I'm going to assume that they have a problem with selling it, too.
Well, I would think so, but yeah. I mean, sometimes they restrict advertising without restricting sales. They certainly have done that with cigarettes.
It's completely possible, but I think this did include it includes sales,
My
too.
Understanding was it did as well.
But tell me, all of you listening across this formerly great country of ours, are you free? You are, let's say you're an adult, you know, maybe you even served in the military. Maybe you were one of those.
I can't say I'm free, but I can be had at a reasonable price.
Maybe you even fought for our freedom. Maybe you were one of those guys, yet you cannot, as an adult, enjoy a vape. Now, vapes hold a special place in my heart, particularly flavored vapes, because after 35 years of smoking, I haven't touched a cigarette in almost a year, because I found out that I could move over to flavored vapes. Now, there hasn't been any evidence provided by anybody that these vapes, tobacco, nicotine-based vapes, have done any of the problems that led to, you know, a few hundred, I think over 500 people becoming sick and I think 12 deaths. which seem to be tied to knockoffs coming from China.
And knockoffs of THC vapes.
Yes, and not at all nicotine vapes, but...
And the thing is, the idea that regular vapes are involved in this, you would have to believe, because people have been using these things for 10 years, you'd have to believe that everybody used these things for a decade, and then they all got sick at just the same time.
Well, not even all of
them.
Doesn't make sense. Tiny, tiny percentage did.
Yeah, but all of the people who got sick at the same time.
Right, right.
So it had to have been something new that was immediate acting entering the supply chain.
And a couple of the stories I've read on it, the Mayo Clinic, where it was given samples to analyze, and they described the damage done, and a lot of the only thing they could tie it back to were THC vapes of unknown origin, and a couple kids said, "Oh, I never used pot. I only, you know, smoked tobacco."
Yeah, a lot of kids say that.
Yeah, they do say that. So it's suspect at best.
Yes. I suspect they're lying.
I suspect that, too. They did describe it as is almost akin to a chemical burn, and that is not what I get out of my vape. I haven't had any issues like that. That was funny because right then I started to cough.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Olivia calling in from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Chris. Hey, nobody. Hey
Olivia.
Ian's in the room. But
no,
hey.
We were too hot for Ian. He fell out.
That's funny.
So what's on your mind?
The vape thing, oh my gosh, that's so frustrating. I wonder if people can still buy online. That would be my question.
Yeah.
Mail order it.
I don't know. I don't know if certain states are trying to ban that, if they're...
Well, the thing is, it's very difficult to ban because basically the components, all of the flavor components are commonly used artificial flavors. They're the same stuff you would put in grape soda or orange soda.
Or natural flavors.
Those can't be easily restricted, or it could be natural flavors. The base is either propylene glycol or vegetable glycerin, which glycerin is everywhere. Propylene glycol, I'm pretty sure, is commonly used. And nicotine is commonly available as an insecticide. So there's no way they can prevent you from getting the ingredients. They can just prevent you from mixing them before they're sold.
And they can make it a lot easier for people in black markets to find a market.
Oh, yeah, I will definitely, if they bring this to New Hampshire, I will definitely be selling some vapes on the black market.
They absolutely are bringing it to New Hampshire and to Arizona because Trump has promised that he will ban all flavored vapes.
Yeah, he promised he was going to make the Mexicans pay for the wall, too.
Well, that's true. In this case, though, he does have at least one federal agency behind him actually doing the legwork, and... It's insanity. I can't imagine. Your thoughts?
Nobody. You certainly get my business. I'm actually using my Juul right now. I just open up the pods and refill them, so you'll have some business from me.
Right. Well, groovy. Right. I'm glad to hear it. Do you refill your Juul pods?
Yeah, there's
a lot of people do that.
Like pry them open, and I use like one of those glasses kit, like a glasses repair kit, eyeglasses. Mm-hmm. One of those tiny screwdrivers, just pop it open. And I have to say, though, Juul has the best quality. So I don't know. It's kind of what you want, volume, quantity, or quality. But I was gonna mention something real quick. These politicians keep arguing back and forth, and it almost gets to the point where I don't really care. They're going to squabble with each other. But in Japan, they have something neat that's about to happen that I think I'd like to see become a new cultural staple here. that they're going to get a new emperor. Emperor Naruhito is supposed to become the new emperor on October 22nd, and they're going to pardon 600,000 petty criminals, which sounds impressive, but when you look at his father, or the previous emperor, Emperor Akihito, he pardoned 2.5 million people in 1990. And I'm like, you know, presidents wait till their term is up, and then they're very stingy with those pardons. What if we adopted this? I think this is a great, great thing.
Nonviolent. I'll put you on hold because we will talk about that. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. You can also hit us up on Discord. Load the Discord app on your phone, on your laptop. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone. And you can call in and sound like you are right here in the studio with us. The us in studio is myself, Chris.
And nobody.
And we lost Ian. We didn't lose him. We know where he's at, but he had a long day, and he looked like he was about ready to drop, so he's getting some shut-eye.
I lost my job. Well, I didn't really lose it. I still know where it is. It's just every time I go there, somebody else is doing it.
We were talking about this story where, you know, 4 out of 10 Trump supporters believe Trump. 6 out of 10 don't believe that he actually had the phone call that is widely reported.
I'll bet you could reverse that if you said, was Trump lying when he said he spoke to him?
Right.
He said.
And then you have 100%. Yeah, absolutely. No, he didn't.
Well, then the Trump Democrats would say yes, because is Trump lying would override the fact that he's not.
Exactly. Exactly. How to have fun with pollsters. We've been talking to Olivia. Olivia was telling us about a change of emperor in Japan and what one positive thing has been. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to summarize what you were saying. The last time this happened, he's planning on pardoning a number of petty criminals, a large number, and you can give us the numbers again, and we'll take your word for it. But his father had actually pardoned way more than that. What were the numbers you had tossed out there before?
I'm looking at the news story is on thetelegram.com, and it says that the upcoming emperor on October 22nd, his name is Emperor Naruhito, and he plans to pardon 600,000 people. But Emperor Akihito in 1990 pardoned 2.5 million people.
Maybe they're running out of felons.
I guess so.
Maybe they only had the 3 million to begin with, and now they're out.
Right. They round up some more.
But, you know, these presidents always, or these candidates always promise, oh, we're going to cut spending, we're going to stimulate the economy. Can you imagine what would happen if all these people got out of jail? We wouldn't have to pay for them. Then they could get a job if their records were clean. They could get a job easily. This is a great, cheap way to fulfill some of these campaign promises.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then you can cut prison spending, and you can keep the people who really belong in prison in there longer, which, you know, not everybody who's accused is falsely accused.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The U.S., we tend to spend our money, the bulk of our money, locking up people on nonviolent drug-related crimes, and that's really a problem.
Are you familiar with the idea of restorative justice, Olivia?
Is that where you try to rehabilitate people?
What restorative justice is basically, the idea is rather than focusing on punishing the perpetrator, you focus on making the victim whole. So maybe somebody steals $1,000 from me. The goal of a restorative justice system would be to make sure I get my $1,000 back, plus some extra for my trouble. Like a lot of people will say 20%, basically a 20% surcharge,
right,
because you put me through a bunch of hassle. And I love that idea for a few reasons. One is because, you know, it doesn't do the victim any good for somebody to sit in jail for the rest of his life. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't make the victim's life better. And also, it would be impossible to have victimless crimes, because what are you going to do? Pay restitution to yourself?
Right.
Exactly. That's so practical.
Restitution is brought up in criminal cases almost as a, and also you're going to. You know, after we've said you're going to go away for...
the least important part.
Right. And it should be the most important part.
I definitely agree with that.
Yep.
Make people whole when they're hot. And while you're at it, as somebody who's just, I don't know how many of y'all are aware of this, but over the last year, I have been the victim of at least 3 false arrests and 2 malicious prosecutions for felonies. And all my charges are now gone. I beat the last one yesterday, but, you know, if I hadn't had, not to toot my own horn, but enough courage to stand up to these people and say, I'm willing to risk 3.5 to 7 years of my life to be right, I would have just taken the plea, right. You know, and that's very scary. Innocent people take pleas every day.
Every day. Final thoughts, Olivia?
No, you're right. Number one, that's a brilliant solution. That just makes too much sense, I guess, for our government to do. And number two, thank you for fighting these charges, because you're right. People do get terrified. I mean, 7 years with a strip search every day is pretty terrifying. So thank you so much for all your activism.
Thank you. Yep. Thanks a lot, Olivia. Rich, that's nobody. That's a big win.
It really was. I was delighted, and especially because if you think of the implications, if I had been convicted of being a felon in possession of a machete, basically that would have meant that a felon could not do any job where he had to handle anything hard, heavy, or sharp.
Right.
Because you can kill somebody with anything that's hard, heavy, or sharp.
Right.
So, you know, that would have been a terrible setback. And the more you exclude felons from society, the more likely they are to break the law, because they're not going to comply themselves to death. If it comes down to comply and starve or break the law, I'm going to break the law every time.
But Michigan seems to think that it's going to be better to make more people into criminals.
Michigan's an idiot.
Michigan is. Michigan has enacted a ban on all flavored vape products. And in Macomb County, and that is where Detroit is? Or close to, in the metropolitan area.
Yeah, Macomb County, I believe, holds downtown Detroit.
Yeah, the police have said that they are going to start, you know, really busting heads. They got to really get in there and find out if anybody is selling any blueberry fizz, raspberry frapple vape juice, because, my God, think of the children. So they're going to come down even
harder. Because only
children
would like flavored vape juice. Like, what do you use? You use tobacco, right?
No. No, the first vape juice I tried was tobacco, because I was a recovering smoker.
Right.
And it was something I was familiar with. And guess what? It didn't taste good. So the guy at the shop said, hey, you should try this one. Sweet tobaccochino. It doesn't taste like tobacco. It tastes like a cappuccino. And it's delicious. And it doesn't taste like cigarettes. That's what I wanted.
Are you pretending to be older than you are? Are you really 14?
At least. It's insane that people believe they can stop this stuff and they won't. It's just black market. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
President Trump speaking outside the White House on Thursday, saying the Biden's business deals should be looked into. A deal has been reached between MGM and the victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting. MGM Resorts International has agreed to pay up to $800 million to the families of the 58 victims of the Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting and the hundreds of others that were injured.
The stories that all of you, I'm sure, have heard about what happened that night and the impacts on these people is horrific. But this is a step in the right direction.
Robert Eglitz's law firm represents over 2,500 victims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-855-45. Jeez, I'm sorry about that, folks. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number to call if you've got, if you'd like to get on the air and talk to someone with Lyme disease, because my brain is fine 1 minute, and the next minute it is
just... He's got
just,
the lime in the coconut.
I do literally have the lime in the coconut. But first, I wanted to tell you about AnyPay, or HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Do you operate a retail business, and are you looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no paperwork. No approval process for you to go through. You just open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Just that's all you got to do. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get ready and get started now at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. I gotta say, our store does not ring up like, you know, it's not like 70% of our transactions today were in Bitcoin. It's not like that at all. The acceptance of cryptocurrencies just isn't there. It's growing. I can tell you it's growing. I've been accepting cryptocurrencies for 5 years. So every month it's a little bit more, a little bit more. But still, people will mostly use traditional methods. So they'll use debit cards, credit cards, or cash. That's what the bulk of transactions are. But there is that percentage, and that goes into my pocket directly through any pay and helpmetakebitcoin.com. It's a great way to expand your business and be able to accept more types of ways for people to pay the way they want to pay.
And do you offer a discount when people buy with crypto?
I do. I do 5% off. Mm. I do that because I don't have to pay credit card fees. You know, it's virtually free when you use cryptocurrency. Mm. And basically, I want to accumulate cryptocurrency. Cash, U.S. dollars, there's no value in accumulating them because they're going to be worth less tomorrow than they are today. That's because fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar are inflationary. They lose value. That's why you spend $2.50 or $3 on a loaf of bread when you can remember in your lifetime. I'll bet you can remember when it was $1.50. I'll bet you can remember, maybe some of you, when it's 50 cents. I remember when it was a quarter for a loaf of bread. That's not that it's more expensive to create a loaf of bread. It just means that your money isn't worth as much as it used to be. And that's a shame. That's why Ron Paul referred to that as the hidden tax.
Yes.
The idea that you can, and hey, it allows governments to fight expensive wars, so it's got that going for it.
Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
Taxpayer pride.
Exactly. We've been talking Macomb County, Michigan, where they say they are going to crack down on vape shops that are not obeying the authority of the governor, who has put a ban on all flavored vaping products. This is in effect now. They're going to use sting operations. They're going to send in younger looking cadets to try to trick them up.
Cadets.
It's just insane. Right. Sterling Heights Police Chief Dale, the last name starts with a D and we'll leave it at that, said his office has been inundated.
Dale D.
With complaints from local schools about fruity fruit flavors and candy flavored e-cigarettes in the hands of students. All right, Police Chief Dale, and I'll try to pronounce this, Dwoljakowski, and that's probably butchering his name. I don't think that your office has truly been inundated with complaints from local schools.
Well, they might have been if the teachers' union decided to get together and all call the police chief.
That might be the case. But are you really inundated with calls? Is that the most important thing going on? That
I mean,
you are
if he's
taking
getting
calls?
That many calls about kids having vapes, how many calls does he get about kids having heroin?
Right.
You know, must be millions.
Oh, God forbid. Yeah. Let's see. This continues. Quote, parents should be aware of those little pens they see in their kids' bedrooms. Little things that look like USB drives. They don't even know what they are. Those are vaping cartridges. Vaping pens.
Sheriff, or possibly USB drives.
Sheriff Dale D. Shop owners who continue to sell outlawed products early on will get a warning, with those refusing to comply will be slapped with fines and a six-month misdemeanor.
When vapes are outlawed, only outlaws will have vapes.
Pablo Isaac, who runs a vape shop in Fraser, said the banned products account for 70% of his business that can't be made up.
Right.
So
they're looking to shut down the vape stores.
They are, and by extension, the entire industry.
Right. Industry, except a part of it that's being run by big tobacco.
Right.
And that's going to be, you know, that's the whole point, is they want to give big government or big tobacco a regulatory monopoly so they can recapture the money that they were making, because there was a, you know, they were making an awful lot of money off cigarette taxes and off the cigarette lawsuit that now, with fewer people smoking, the government is losing money. And well, big tobacco is losing money, and big pharma is losing money because fewer people are going to get cancer. And so they need to find ways to get that money back.
Well, and that's sort of the problem is, well, the facts are that adults and children, because they've got this down to the youngest ages, across all age groups, tobacco use has been falling, and it's been falling for a long time, and it continues to fall. This year is lower than last year. When you add in vapes, it is still following. Less kids, fewer kids are interested in inhaling something that has nicotine in it. That's just a fact. It's completely ignored in all the stories, but Reason.com has done some great work on breaking down the findings.
I love Reason.
Yeah, too few people do. Reason in general, not just the magazine.
Indeed.
Yeah. But this idea, and I think you're right, I think it's probably a little bit, you know, some senator or some representative is, you know, going to their tobacco lobbyist saying, see, I told you we had your back. You know,
yep.
It's not going to be like it was before, but we'll do what we can for you. Yeah. Now, meanwhile, flavored vapes, and the UK has done some great studies on this, attribute more people quitting smoking, more people that have been smokers their whole lives or for a long time, to flavored vapes. The last thing I want is some government-approved thing that tastes like tobacco when it's tobacco that I want to get away from.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Let this dispel any remaining belief you may have that the government cares about your health. The government doesn't care if you die. They don't care a bit.
No, they also don't care about small businesses. And this is Pablo Isaac, who runs a vape shop. Quote, taking the loss as far as the inventory itself is not a huge issue, but it's not the inventory that's really the issue. It's the fact that customers that came in here to purchase that I sold, I lost also. He told Dewey, so now a business as a whole took a loss. Isaac says says officials claim they're concerned with public health, but there is an ulterior motive. What do you think? I mean, should these vapes be outlawed everywhere because somewhere less than two dozen kids died? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637. Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. The number you can call to get on the radio, 855-450-3733. This is Open Phones Radio. It is always Open Phones Radio. That means you can bring up any topic you like. And we don't care. If it's interesting, we'll talk about it. And if it's not, well, you brought it up, so you got to talk about it, and then we may not have talked about it. But at first, I want to tell you about
Could
local...
Could I punctuate that for you? It was, we don't care, semicolon. If it's interesting, we'll talk about it. Not, we don't care if it's interesting, we'll talk about it.
Fair enough. Nobody is our CEO, chief officer of punctuation. So when I miss something like that or make it questionable, he will pipe right up and let me, he'll explain it to you, the listener, because you probably didn't understand what the heck I was saying. And that's happening.
When I comfort a grammar Nazi, I say there, there, there.
Oh, that was good. I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And we've been talking about this epidemic, this disaster of epic proportions, this national emergency. I'm trying to think of what else I've seen to describe the tragedy of somewhere around
this legislation epidemic.
Yeah, there we go. The government will have you believe that nicotine-based flavored vapes are to blame for all these deaths. By all these, I mean somewhere less than a dozen, and millions of people. By millions of people, I mean less than 600 people getting sick from, admittedly, smoking questionably sourced THC, that's the ingredient in marijuana that gets you high, THC vapes, and has nothing to do with tobacco. What is...
And for the record, has nothing to do with THC either. It's vitamin C or vitamin A acetate.
Vitamin
that's being
E.
found in these. Vitamin E acetate.
Yes.
Yeah, just any old letter will do.
Yeah.
But that's what, being found in these vapes.
Yeah, vitamin E acetate is sometimes, first of all, it's used in things like hand cream. Important tip, just because you can rub it on your skin and make your skin soft doesn't mean you should light it or burn it and inhale the vapors.
Or vaporize it, which is what vapes do.
Yeah, and it's just insane. They have not conclusively found a link to any nicotine-based vape product. Mm-hmm. Now, nicotine-based vape products, they can be found on black markets too, but the problem is there really isn't a big reason to go on a black market for things that you, up until at least today in the state of New Hampshire, I can go into a store and buy legally, and I can choose which one. I can look for ones that are well-known manufacturers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to take my chances with something I get over the dark net, That's what's going to be happening. It's going to be another black market that actually does kill people.
Yeah, and the only real option is going, if you want to avoid dangerous products, then is going to be to buy the stuff yourself and mix it yourself, or get it from somebody that you really trust.
Yeah, and I really do hope that this creates a little, home industry of people making flavors for themselves with products that they know.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the skill, you're not going to do it. I hope you don't do it. I hope nobody gets hurt by doing something they shouldn't have even tried in the first place.
Well, the biggest danger to mixing your own vape juice is that nicotine can be absorbed through the skin, and too much nicotine will kill you.
Yeah, it is poisonous.
So it can cause a heart attack. So be very careful to wear rubber gloves when you're handling large amounts of nicotine.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing that nicotine doesn't do. This comes as a surprise to many people, is it doesn't cause cancer.
No. All the other combustion products of tobacco cause cancer,
right,
but not nicotine.
Right. You can look at the tobacco leaf burning on fire and you inhaling smoke. Those things cause cancer. But the simple nicotine itself, as is found in a vape, that doesn't kill you. I'll tell you, the UK, it's not often I give props to a government agency, even if it's not my government, but the UK Department of Health has done a amazing job in disproving some of the myths around vapes, and they've done it. They have now, I was reading last week or two, they have opened up hospitals as places where vape shops can now open up in England.
Nice.
So, literally,
nice.
It's not...
The Brits are
all
wrong
vapes.
About a lot of things, but once in a while they get one right.
This is one where, because they look at it pragmatically. They say that we have people that smoke cigarettes, and we know that that kills about, in England, about 100,000 people per year.
Mm-hmm.
We have looked at vapes for about 10 years, and we can't really find... They're hedging their bets, and they're saying it's only a 95% reduction mm-hmm. in harm.
And, it does show some of the differences in incentive between their socialist healthcare system and our capitalist healthcare system. Because, companies do make a profit here off making people sick. The problem is people won't voluntarily pay to be made sick.
Do you think
so
we have a capitalist system?
Well, we have a more capitalist system than they do in Britain, where the means of production of healthcare are literally owned by the government,
right,
which to a Marxist means by the people. I don't know when the last time a Marxist tried to vote for a war to end. That should dispel that illusion very quickly. But, you know, the problem is, so the incentive there is to save money on medical care. The incentive here is to sell as much medical care as possible, but there's a necessary ingredient here. If the medical industry did not have the ability to use the government as muscle,
oh, they do,
to enforce regulations, to ban vapes, to ban marijuana and ecstasy, which can be more effective as antidepressants than any of the
garbage
pharma sells.
Everybody's against monopolies, but the government has no problem giving monopolies to big pharma.
Exactly.
And
when they become
those,
a cartel, they become a problem.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
That doesn't work for us.
And this plays out in the economic realm too. If you look back, Google Dr. Glut,
okay,
and look for articles from the 1980s and the 1990s where the AMA is saying there's going to be a glut of doctors. Now, of course, glut in industry speak means there are going to be enough doctors that doctors are going to have to cut their prices.
Right.
In 2017. So what did they do? They went to the government. They said, let's cut medical school enrollments by 17%. And that's exactly
problem
what they
solved.
Did. Well, what they did is they induced a massive shortage of doctors. And, of course, when you have a shortage of doctors, what else do you get? High prices for doctors. So the AMA, although it pretends it's interested in your health, it's operating as a labor union and nothing else. It's trying to get its members more money, and it's trying to get its members more money by making your life worse.
Yes, and the AMA has been doing this for over 100 years. This is not a new thing. This has been going on. It's happened to reach its point of really, really, really doing some severe damage. And that's been since the 50s. I mean, they really...
Is there an AMA office in New Hampshire?
Oh, I'm sure. They must have lobbyists somewhere.
We should protest them if they have a physical place to protest.
Should we protest obscene medical costs at the AMA? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I really haven't been sick. People in my house come down with whatever's going around, but it passes me by, and I just take a couple more, so, you know, just in case. But I really haven't been sick since I started taking them, you know. And my energy level is a lot better. I'm walking around, and I can do 5 miles a day. Oh, I'll tell you, you know, I'm a firm believer in it. You know, don't mess with success.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.